نه مثل ساره ای و مریم، نه مثل آسیه و حوا، فقط شبیه خودت هستی، فقط شبیه خودت زهرا. نه مثل ساره ای و مریم، نه مثل آسیه و حوا، فقط شبیه خودت هستی، فقط شبیه خودت زهرا.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدة من لسانی یفقهوا قولی. Brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us on the occasion, on the auspicious occasion of the birth of Fatima al-Zahra, salamu alaikum. Salam. We will begin our program with the presentation of the Holy Quran for Brother Umar Zaman Shah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا، فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا، واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا، ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا. إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة عاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا. نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم، وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا. إن هذه تذكرة، فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا. وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله، إن الله كان عليما حكيما. يدخل من يشاء والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما.
صدق الله. جزاك الله.
اللهم صل على
محمد. صلى الله.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
I apologize. Now for our next portion, we'll have Al-Surur Ali to give a presentation. Is Surur Ali here? I guess she's not here. Is Rubab Ahmed here?
Thank you.
Is Waji Ahmed here? Is Waji Ahmed here?
I'm Rabab Jaffrey. This is Waji Jaffrey. And this is Emma Jaffrey. And today we're just gonna talk about Bibi Fatima Zahra. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahumma salamu Muhammad Ali Muhammad Majid Farajah.
We're going to be giving some of her very famous hadiths and including some of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Bibi Fatima was born on the 20th of Jumadi al-Thani. She was born in Mecca. The Prophet has said that Bibi Fatima is part of me. Whoever hurts her, hurts me. Whoever angers her, angers me.
And I'll pass it.
Assalamu alaikum. This is a hadith by Imam Ali. A flower nipped in the bud. It came from heaven and it went to me and left its fragrance in my mind. Imam Ali alayhi salam. Bibi Fatima alayhi salam said, "I like three things from your world: looking at the face of my father, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Reciting Quran and giving sadaqah.
Okay, so now we're going to be talking about how we can make Bibi Fatima salam alayha happy. It's very simple to understand, but it's not as easy as what many may think. Okay, so she said two things that are very, very important. Number one, fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, fulfill the rights of the people. So now I'm going to be showing you the road to success. It's kind of like a flow chart. Okay, so first you need knowledge, and then comes ikhlas, and then your actions, and then acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our contribution and thank you.
I'm gonna do a speech.
Okay, you're gonna do it after his speech.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker Ustad Ali Atai is the president and founder of Muslim Interfaith Council and has been involved in interfaith activities for over 10 years. He has been a lecturer and instructor at numerous universities, including Berkeley, Cal State, and UC Davis. Inshallah, he will talk about the love of the Ahlul Bayt. Please welcome him with a loud salawat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله سيد محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The topic tonight is a beautiful topic. The love of Ahlul Bayt is a unifying factor between Sunnis and Shiites. I'd like to thank the organizers of this extremely important intra-faith event. I believe that when learning any religious tradition, we need to hear authentic, confessional, scholarly voices. We need to hear from academics who believe in that tradition and represent the majority. We need to ignore the extremists, ignore the people of ta'assub, of extreme prejudice, ignore extremely isolated opinions, and even ignore confessional non-specialists. There's always going to be differences between Sunnis and Shiites. This is something inevitable, it's insoluble. If the greatest scholars of Islam cannot solve it, we are not going to solve it. We have to accept it as a difference of opinion. Yes, individuals will always be persuaded, but the difference is always going to be there. We should leave this type of sectarian jidal, this type of polemical discourse, and ad hominem attacks against religious sanctities, and come together on a broad-based principle. Tonight I'm going to speak to you from the perspective of a Sunni Muslim who has studied Sunni theology and history and prophetology for almost 20 years. It's auspicious because tonight we commemorate, of course, the birth of our beloved Sayyidina Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. And as Sunnis, we can say alayhi salam. Imam Bukhari actually wrote in a handwritten manuscript of Sahih Bukhari, he said Fatima alayhi salam. So there's nothing wrong with doing that. Speaking of Fatima, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they ask rhetorical questions. They say about her, Hiya ummu man. She is the mother of who? Al-Hasanayn, subhanAllah, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. They say, Hiya zawjatu man. She is the wife of who? The wife of Imam Ali, karamallahu wajha wa alayhi salam. Hiya bintu man. She is the daughter of who? Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Khadijah al-Kubra alayhi salam. In a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where it says, أَخَذَ بِيَدِ الْحَسَنَيْنِ. He took the hand of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. فَقَالَ مَنْ أَحَبَّنِي وَحَبَّ هَذَيْنِ وَأُمَّهُمَا وَأَبَاهُمَا كَانَ مَعِي فِي دَرَجَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, whoever loves me and loves these two, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and loves their mother and loves their father, will be with me at my station on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. Ameen. Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, the eponym of the Shafi'i school of jurisprudence, amongst the Sunni Muslims, he wrote a beautiful poem. Part of the poem, he said, Ya Ahli Bayti Rasulillah, Hubbukum Fardun Alayna Fil Quran. He said, O family of the Prophet, O house of the Messenger of God, your love is compulsory upon us based on the Quran. According to Sunni sources, the only surviving member of the massacre at Karbala was a son of Imam Hussein, named Ali ibn Hussein Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and he was taken in chains. He was taken to Damascus, standing outside the masjid, the Umayyad masjid, in chains, and an old man came out of the masjid, an old man carrying a mushaf, and he had a mark of sajda on his forehead. And this old man, he looks at Zainul Abidin and he says, may God reward the caliph for punishing you for your rebellion, ya ayyuhal khawarij. So he's calling Zainul Abidin a kharajite. Right? Zainul Abidin says to the old man, Ma hadha? What is this you're carrying? And the man said, Al-Mushaf, this is the Quran. Don't you believe in the Quran? And Zainul Abidin, he said, haven't you heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Qul ma as'alukum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata fil qurba? Haven't you heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, no reward do I ask of you for this, except that you love the family. He said, "Na'am, taba'an." Of course, I know this ayah. Zainul Abidin said, "Nahnu qurba." We are that family. He said, "Antum, you?" He said, "Na'am, yes." Haven't you heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, "Innama yuridu Allahu liyuthhiba 'ankum rijza ahli al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira." Haven't you heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To hear him say in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remove every type of stain, rijz. And Imam al-Kattani, he says here in his Arba'een, he says, rijz is ithm, sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remove every type of sin for you, O people of the prophetic house, and to render you pure and spotless. And he said, "Na'am." And Zainul Abidin said, "Nahnu ahlul bayt." We are the people of the house. It's mentioned, Imam al-Tabari mentions in his tarikh, that when this blessed severed head of Imam Hussein was brought in the court of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, Yazid, he took a stick or a reed or something, and he was smacking the lips of the blessed Imam. And there was Sahaba in the court of Yazid, and they found this absolutely horrifying. And one of them, Abu Barzah al-Aslami, he stood up and he said, "Wayhaka, ya Yazid. Woe unto you, ya Yazid." And Yazid was taken aback. "How dare you speak to me like this with such insolence?" And he said, "Wallahi, Abu Barzah," he said, "Wallahi, laqad ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yuqabbilu hadha al-fam." Said, "I swear to Allah, I saw the Messenger of God kiss that mouth, the mouth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam." This is mentioned by Imam al-Tabari, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, in his tariq. Imam al-Shafi'i continues, "Man lam yusalli alaykum la salata la," addressing Ahlul Bayt. He says that whoever does not send benedictions, salawat upon you, there's no prayer for him. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he considered it a rukun, a pillar of the salah, of the prayer, to send benedictions upon the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the hadith of Ad-Daylami, related by Imam Ali alayhi salam wa karamallahu wajha, he says the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Adibu awladakum ala thalathi khisal." He said, "Discipline your children upon three principles. Hubbu nabiyikum, the love of your prophet. Wa hubbu ahli baytihi, and the love of his family. Wa tilawatil Qur'an, and the recitation of the Qur'an." Imam al-Kattani says in his Arba'een, relates another hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in meaning the asas, the foundation of this deen, is hubbi ahli bayti rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The asas, the foundation of the religion. Imam al-Tirmidhi, he relates a hadith. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Ahibbu Allah lima yaghdukum bihi min ni'mihi." Love Allah for his blessings upon you. Just think about the ni'm, all of the blessings of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us everything. If some a perfect stranger on the street gives us $100, we don't even know who they are. We might actually, our hearts might incline towards this person. We don't even know who they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us our lives, our parents, our grandparents. He gave us wealth and security. Everything is due from Allah. Think about the ni'am of Allah. It'll engender love for him. And then he said, "Wahibbuni lihubbillah." He said, "Love me for the sake of Allah." وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي لِحُبِّي كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And he said, "Love my family for the sake of me." So who are the Ahlul Bayt? So there's the weak position amongst the ulama, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is that it's only the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a weak position, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And the reason they say that is because when we look in the Quran, the phrase Ahlul Bayt occurs three times in the Quran. And all of the times, the immediate reference are to women. For example, the ayah we quoted earlier, "Innama yuridu," until the end of the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that section is addressing the wives of the Prophet. "Ya nisa al-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadin min al-nisa." Right? The other occurrence of Ahlul Bayt is in Surah Hud, when the malaika, they come to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah alayhi salam, and they give them glad tidings of a son. And what does Sarah do? "Fadahikat," she laughs. Why does she laugh? Because she says, أَعَلِدُوا عَنْ عَجُوزٌ وَهَذَا بَعْلِ شَيْخًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. She says, I'm going to give birth. I'm an old woman. My husband's 100 years old. So she laughed. And they named their son Ishaq, which in Hebrew, Yitzchak, means laughter. That's what his name actually means. فَضَحِكَتْ, right? And then the angel said, أَتَعْجَمِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ إِنَّهُ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. So do you wonder? Is it surprising? The Amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace be upon you and his mercy and blessings, O people of the house. So he's addressing the wife, Sarah alayhi salam, in the first instance. And the last occurrence of Ahlul Bayt is in Surah Al-Qasas, when we're told that the sister of Musa alayhi salam, she goes to the women of Ali Fir'aun, because Musa alayhi salam was not nursing from any of their women. So the sister, her name is Maryam as well, she goes and says to them, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ. Shall I point you to a woman, Ahlul Bayt, to a woman who can nurse him? So this is a minority opinion that it's only the women. Another hadith is sound hadith in the books of the Sunnis. Zayd ibn Arqam relates that three of the Tabi'een came to Zayd ibn Arqam and they asked him, are the wives of the Prophet amongst the Ahlul Bayt? And he said, na'am. He said, yes. And he also said, the Bani Abbas, the descendants of the Prophet's uncle Abbas, as well as the Bani Ja'far, the descendants of the Prophet's cousin and brother of Imam Ali Ja'far, are also Ahlul Bayt. Now the Sunnis will say, this constitutes the greater Ahlul Bayt, the greater, broader Ahlul Bayt. And that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he also defined the special Ahlul Bayt, the khas of the Ahlul Bayt. And this is also called Al-Itrah. Al-Itrah. In a hadith in Muslim in Tabarani, Umm Salama relates, radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in her house. And there's a knock on the door. Who is there? Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. And she's carrying some sweets. The Prophet invites her in. He spreads out a kisa khaybari, a cloth from Khaybar on the ground. And then the Prophet tells her, go get your husband and your children. So she calls Imam Ali and Al-Hasanain. And they come and all five of them are sitting on this kisa khaybari. The Prophet, Fatima, Ali, Al-Hasanain. Five of them sitting on this kisa khaybari. This is the sababun nuzul of the ayah, according to the books of the Sunnis, of 33:33 in the Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُثِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْزَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرُكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. The Prophet ﷺ, he takes the kisa khaybari and puts it over their heads. And he says, Allahumma ha'ula'i ahlu bayti. Oh Allah, these are my Ahlul Bayt. And then it says in the hadith of Umm Salama, she tried to put her head underneath the kisa also, right? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Anti ila khayr, you're okay. Why did he do that? Because the Prophet ﷺ, according to the muhaddithin, he's defining the itrah of the Ahlul Bayt, the khas of the Ahlul Bayt, the special of the special of the Ahlul Bayt. So there's a wider meaning, which includes the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. Then we have the sons of Abbas, the sons of Ja'far, and then we have the heart of the Ahlul Bayt, the khas, the itra, which are the five, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, Fatima Zahra Alayhi Salam, Al-Hasanain Alayhim Salam. In another hadith that we have in common in the books of all Muslims is hadith al-Thaqalain. And this hadith is found also related by Zayd ibn Arqam. It's in Muslim Ahmad Tirmidhi. It is considered mutawatir. Mutawatir means multiply attested. It has the creedal and legislative weight of a Quranic ayah. According to muhaddithin of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, denial of a hadith mutawatir constitutes kufr. This is how strong the hadith is. It says that when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was coming back from Hajjatul Wada', he stopped at a place called Ghadir al-Khum. Right? There's a pond there, there's some trees. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he turned to the congregation. Oh, JazakAllah khairan, thank you very much. He turned to the congregation and he said, Inni tarikum fikum athaqalain. I have left two weighty things behind me. Kitabullahi hablum mamdudun min as-sama'i ila al-ard. He said, the book of God, your lifeline extending down from the heavens. Wa itrati ahlu bayti. And my itra from the Ahlul Bayt. Now there's another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kitabullah wa sunnati. Right? And this hadith is not as strong, but it's also a sound hadith. So when Sunni ulama, they find these hadith that seem to contradict, what they have to do is something called jama'. They try to harmonize the hadith, to make them work somehow. And if they can't harmonize them, then they do something called tarjih, where they pick a hadith based on a preponderance of evidence. But here, they harmonize the hadith. How do they harmonize the hadith? They say that the true and authentic sunnah has always been invested in the Ahlul Bayt, zahiran wa batinan. So we should seek them out and their descendants. Another hadith that we have in common, hadith al-Safina. The Prophet ﷺ said, and this is found in the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, Musnad Ahmad Al-Bazar, and many others. Strong hadith, مَثَلُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ مَثَلِ صَفِينَةِ نُوحِ مَنْ رَكِبَهَا فَقَدْ نَجَى وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا فَقَدْ هَلَكَ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, the similitude of my family is like the Ark of Noah. Whoever embarks upon it is saved. Whoever does not, they're going to be destroyed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying that the Ark of Noah is a typology of his family in the last days. That's how the Sunni ulama take it. So cling to the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fi akhir zaman, in the last days, and in general it's good advice. But there's no flood of waters. There's not going to be a flood. Yesterday I thought there was going to be a flood, by the way. 2 o'clock, that's what we need in California. I thought I was going to, anyway. No, he's talking about a flood of sin, a flood of bid'ah, of innovation, a flood of fitan, right? Political strife, these types of things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continues, after he says, إِنِّي تَعْدِكُمْ فِيكُنْ أَفَقَلَيْنْ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلُ بَيْتِ He says, وَإِنَّهُمَا لَنْ يَتَفَرَّقَا These two things will never separate, they never deviate, they never contradict. In other words, you cannot understand the Qur'an without Ahlul Bayt. You cannot understand Ahlul Bayt without the Qur'an. And then he said, peace be upon him, أَلَسْتُ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ Am I not more important to the believers than their own selves? All right? And he's quoting, he's paraphrasing, he's alluding to the verse in the Qur'an, أَنَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes precedence. His life is more important to the believers than their own lives. And they said, "Bala, bala, yes, yes, yes." And then he said, "Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man kuntu mawla, fahada aliyun mawla. Allahumma wali man wala, wa adi man ada, wa ansur man nasara, wa khdul man khadala." He said, "Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I am your master, this Ali is your master. Oh Allah, befriend the one who befriends Ali. Antagonize the one who antagonizes Ali. Give victory to the one who gives him victory and forsake the one who forsakes him." And Sunni and Shiite ulama, they have different interpretations as to what this means. It's a hadith we have in common. We have it in common, but we have difference of opinion as to what it means. What is its significance? The ulama say here, that the Prophet ﷺ is praising Ali in a very beautiful way, amongst other things. And that he also praised other Sahaba. And the Sunnis point out, for example, the Prophet ﷺ, he said about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he said, if you took the iman of Abu Bakr and put it on one side of a mizan, and the iman of the rest of the ummah and put it on the other side of the mizan, the iman of Abu Bakr is weightier. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا He's the second of two in the cave. This is how he praised his companions. He said about Sayyidina Umar in a hadith in Tirmidhi, he said, if there was a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. And interestingly, there's an interesting hadith in which we're told that the Prophet ﷺ at one point is receiving revelation, Surah Al-Mu'minun, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the creation of the human being. And he's saying he created the human being from salsal, in teen, in nutfa, in alaqa. And before he can get to the end of the ayah, Umar intuited the end of the ayah. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ So blessed be Allah, the best of creators. He was so in tune with the Quranic revelation, and this is why the Prophet ﷺ said to him, in Tirmidhi, if there was a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. About Sayyidina Uthman, the Prophet ﷺ, one time, Sayyidina Uthman walked into a majlis and the Prophet began to straighten himself up. And the companion said, what's going on? Just relax. And the Prophet said, shall I not be modest before one whom the angels are modest? And he's called Dhurunayn. Dhu Nurain, the possessor of two lights, because he married two daughters of the Prophet ﷺ. So these are different ways in which the Prophet ﷺ is praising his Sahaba. In another hadith related by Umm Salama, she said, Ali and the truth are inseparable. Ali and the Qur'an are inseparable. So we understand this in light of hadith al-thaqalain. The Qur'an is the first thaqal, it's the first weighty thing. And then Ali is the second thaqal, he's from Itrati Ahlul Bayti. So these two can never contradict, they can never deviate. Another hadith we have in common is hadith manzila, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, on the authority of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, أما ترضى أن تكون مني بمنزلة هارون من موسى غير لا نبي بعدي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, are you not content that you are to me as Aaron was to Moses, except there's no prophet after me? And again, Sunni and Shiite, or the ulama, the authorities, they have different ways of interpreting the hadith, but these are hadith we have in common. Speaking of Sayyidina Ali alayhi salam, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, according to Tariq al-Khulafa by Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti, he said, Ya Ali, لا يحبك إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضك إلا منافق. He said, oh Ali, no one loves you except a believer, and no one hates you except a munafiq. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he used to say, كنا نعرف المنافقين في المدينة المنورة ببغضهم علي. We used to be able to tell who's a munafiq, who's a hypocrite in Medina, because they had hatred for Ali. Another hadith in Al-Hakim, which is Sahih in Al-Hakim, it's considered Hassan, a good hadith in Tabarani. Imam Suyuti mentions it. النظر إلى وجه علي عبادة. Subhanallah. Ajib hadith. Glancing into the face of Ali is ibadah, is an act of worship, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking of Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, in a hadith of Al-Hakim, which we put up on the screen actually, Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Rasulullah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Fatima tu bid'atu minni, faman aghdabaha faqad aghdabani, wa man aghdabani faqad aghdaba Allah. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. He said, Fatima is a piece of my flesh. Whoever makes her angry has made me angry. Whoever makes me angry has angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if Ahlul Bayt is pleased with you, Allah is pleased with you. If Ahlul Bayt is displeased with you, then Allah is displeased with you. You know, one time I gave a khutbah in a masjid in California, and my daughter was 7 or 8 years old. She ran up and jumped into my arms, and she hugged me. And then a brother from, I'm not gonna name drop the country, because that's not fair, because not everyone in the country is the same, right? So he came up to me and he said to me, what you're doing right now is disgraceful back home in my country. It's disgraceful. So what did I do? Did I say something wrong in the khutbah? I'm sorry, forgive me. I don't know what I'm saying. I said, no, you're hugging your daughter. So what do you mean? Back home, we don't even look at our daughters. We don't look at them. And he said, sometimes we dress them up like boys because we're ashamed of them. I said, wow, do you know, have you heard of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have you heard of him? So what do you mean? Of course, I'm Muslim. Did you know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's sitting in a majlis, and Fatima Zahra would come into the room, qama Rasulullah, he'd stand up and kiss her on her hands, kiss her on her forehead. Subhanallah. One time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing on the minbar, and he was giving a khutbah, and Imam al-Hussein was a toddler, and he hears the voice of his grandfather, and he comes into the Masjid al-Nabawi. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stops the khutbah, he descends the minbar, he picks up his grandson, and hugs him, kisses him on the face, and then ascends the minbar, and finishes the khutbah holding his grandson in his hands. One time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein in a tough desert Arab Bedouin. He said, I have 10 sons, I've never kissed a single one of them. He was so proud of it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there's nothing in my religion for those who have no rahmah in their hearts. Another hadith, Al-Bazar Al-Hakim Al-Tabarani. This hadith is ajeeb. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام حسين مني. Hussein is from me. We can understand this easily. Hussein is the grandson of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they say that from the neck up, Imam Hassan looked like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And from the neck down, Imam Hussein looked like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's in their khalq, in their outward exoteric appearance. But what does it mean? Ana min Hussein. I am from Hussein. How do we understand this incredible statement? So the ulama Ahlul Sunnah, they say, Imam Hussein's character, his principles, his virtues, his khuluq is perfectly aligned with the character, principles, and virtues of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's annihilated in the Prophet. Fana fi akhlaqi Rasulillah. Fana fi mahabbati Rasulillah. Fana fi sunnati Rasulillah. In other words, whatever Hussein did, alayhi salam, would be exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have done. This is what it means. Wa ana min Hussein. Wallahu alam. Now I'm coming down to the end, inshallah. Speaking of Imam Hussein, there's a hadith in the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, and this hadith is graded as sahih, rigorously authenticated by the ulama Ahlul Sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the living quarters of Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she says that she was watching him sleep, and she says suddenly, فَضَجَعَ فَجْأَةً, he woke up suddenly, and he was very, very agitated, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she looked and she saw, she said, في يده الشريفة تربة حمراء. In his hand I saw red soil. Red soil. And he was weeping, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, ما هذا? What is this? And he said that Jibreel alayhi salam has informed me that this son of mine, إن ابني هذا, that's how he would refer to his grandchildren. This son of mine, Imam Hussein, is going to be martyred in the desert. He's going to be murdered in the desert. And I asked Jibreel alayhi salam to bring me some of the soil of that desert. So he brought me this soil. You know, when Imam Hussein, according to Imam al-Tabari, when Imam Hussein was there in the desert, he asked Hur al-Tamimi, he said, what is the name of this desert? He said, Karbala. He said, Na'am, hadha karb wa bala. He said, yes, this is karb. Karb is a disaster. Wabala, a major tribulation. And I brought visual aids. This is soil of Karbala. So if you want to, you can see me. And in emulation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can touch the soil if you like. You can even kiss the soil. We believe in tabarruk. This is part of our religion. Remember the qamis of Yusuf alayhi salam? Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's all over the hadith. Right? If you want to touch the soil of Karbala, we believe in tabarruk, we believe in tawassul. It's part of our religion. Another hadith of Musnad Abu Ya'la, and various other books, Ahmad al-Bazar has it, Abdullah ibn Nujay heard from his father that he was traveling with Imam Ali to Siffin. And on the banks of the Euphrates River, Ali began shouting, Sabran ya Aba Abdullah. Sabran ya Aba Abdullah. Patience, O father of Abdullah. Patience. Who is Abu Abdullah? This is the kunya, the patronym of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then Nujay, he said to Ali, he said, what are you talking about? And then Ali told him, one time I walked into a room and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that room sitting by himself weeping. I asked him, Malak. Limataki, what's wrong? Why are you crying, O Messenger of God? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Jibreel alayhi salam has just informed me that this son of mine, it's his son, it's Ali's son, is it your son? He said, this son of mine, Imam Hussein, is going to be martyred in a desert next to the Euphrates River. Right? And then the Prophet said, And he said, by who? And Jibreel said, Muslimin. And the Prophet said, Mu'minuna bi, while believing in me? And he said, yes. And he thought this was amazing, incredible. So we call it the ta'ziyah, right? The passion narrative of Imam Hussein bin Ali, alayhi wasalam. We believe that it's metamorphic, it's transhistorical. might have heard the saying, "Kullu yomin Ashura, wa kullu ardin Karbala." So, liberation theologian Hamid Dabashi, he says the army of Yazid is a floating signifier. Imam Hussein and Hur are anyone who says no to tyranny and injustice. And Shimr and Yazid and is any militant thug who murders, tortures, invades, and colonizes. And we have contemporary Hussein archetypes, epitomes of social justice and assertive nonviolence throughout our history, like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Rachel Corrie, who's non-Muslim, but she stood in front of a Palestinian home and she was murdered by a bulldozer protecting a Palestinian family. Imam Hussein sacrificed his life to set a trans-historical example of virtue, not to vicariously atone for our sins as in Christianity, but to give us a virtuous example as to how to live, to be principled. Mu'inuddin Chishti, a Sunni mystic, he wrote a poem. He said, Shah Hast Hussein, Padshah Hast Hussein. He wrote it in Farsi. Shah Hast Hussein, Padshah Hast Hussein. Hussein is king. Hussein is emperor. Din Hast Hussein, Din Panah Hast Hussein. Hussein is religion. Hussein is the hope of religion, meaning that he's the paragon of virtue. Sardar, Nadab, Dabstar, Dasti Yazid. Instead of giving his hand to Yazid, he gave his head, alayhi salam. When I think of Imam Hussein, I think of two hadith. I'll end with this, inshallah. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَنْ كَانَ مُرًّا وَلَا تَخَفِّ اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, speak the truth even if it's bitter, and never be afraid of the reproaches of human beings. Do what's right because you're principled. Malcolm X said, a man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. And then he said, Imam Hussein, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that reminds me of Imam Hussein, أَفْضُلُ الْجِهَادِ مَنْ قَالَ كَلِمَةَ حَقٍ عِنْدُ سُلْطَانِ الْجَابِرِ. The greatest jihad is a word of truth in the face of a tyrant. So that's the end of my talk. Inshallah ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of love with respect to the whole world, because this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even on the battlefield, he prayed for his enemies. Enemies, mushrikeen that are trying to kill him. Why do we have Muslims hating other Muslims? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had concern. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on the day of Uhud, with blood streaming down his face, he said, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh God, guide my people for they don't know. May we actualize. We ask Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to actualize this type of indiscriminate compassion. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah khair. Very inspiring speech and very informative speech on the Blood of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. Now for the next part of our program, one of the things we do on the birthday of Fatima Zahra Salman alayha is recognize those children with the names of Fatima. So the children with the names of Fatima, Siddiqa, Tahira, Zakiya, Marzia, Mubaraka, Muhaddata, and Zahra. Salam. If you go to the back outside, inshallah, there's a table for the prizes for them. Next, I'd like to call his sister Sidra to please give a presentation.
My name is Sidra Al-Muntaha Muzahim, and I'm going to be doing a speech today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam
as one of his companions. How are people saying about me in Prophet Musa and Prophet Isaiah and he said that they think that Prophet Musa and Prophet Isaiah are better than you. And he said to one of his companions that he was going to explain from the Holy Quran that he was better than Prophet Musa and Prophet Isaiah. And he said, first let's start with Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And he said, from the Holy Quran, Allah has said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, لِأُبَيْنَ لَكُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ صَدُقَ اللَّهُ عَلِيَ عَلِيَ. بَعْدَ means some. And then he said, and also Allah said in the Holy Quran about Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and he said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, لِأُبَيْنَ لَكُمْ لِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْدَ مَا أُحَرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَدُقَ اللَّهُ عَلِيَ عَلِيمٌ. بَعْدَ also means some. Allah said also in the Holy Quran about an imams. And he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ عَلِيَ عَلِيمٌ. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ means everything. Past, present, future, sky, everything. Everything is better than sun. So, an imam is better than all, everything in all the prophets except for Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Sadiq said about Fatima al-Zahra, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. نحن حجج الله على الأرض وأمنا فاطمة حجج علينا صدق الله علي العظيم. This means that نحن حجج الله على الأرض means that الإمام is better than everything and all the prophets except for Prophet Muhammad. But Fatima al-Zahra is better than everything and all the prophets and all the imams except for Prophet Muhammad and Fatima al-Zahra. This is why we say, Allahumma bi Fatima abiha wa ba'diha wa baniha wa sirri mustawdari fiha ya Allah ajjal faraj imam al-Mahdi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Salawat.
Now I'd like to call Brother Ali Mirab to please recite a qasida. Please give a loud salawat for Brother Ali Mirab. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Viladat of Hazrat Zahra, Salamu alayha, Ummu Abiha, Ummu Aimmah, and Mubarak to you, and congratulations, the Mother's Day, and the day for the, all the ladies of the world. Salawat bar Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I'm going to read two baits for Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraja. Mujde ey dil ke masiha nafasi mi ayad
که ز انفاس خوشش بوی کسی می آید، از غم و هجر مکن ناله و فریاد، که دوش زدم فالی و فریاد رسی می آید. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Everybody read the امام زمان. اللهم کل ولیک الحجت ابن الحسن صلواتک علیه و علی آبائه فی هذه الساعه و فی کل ساعه ولیا و حافظا و قائدا و ناصرا و دلیلا و عینا حتی تسکنه ارضک طوعا و تمتعه فیها طویلا. باز درهای عنایت همه باز است امشب، شب قدر است و شب راز و نیاز است امشب، هرچه نور است در آفاق حجاز است امشب، افق مکه تماشاگه راز است امشب، در نظر تا حرم کعبه مجسم نکنی، ترسم ای غنچه نشکفته تبسم نکنی، کعبه آن سنگ نشانیست که ره گم نکنی، غفلت از کعبه جان و دل مردم نکنی، کعبه آن قبله نماییست که در آن صحراست، به همان کعبه قسم کعبه دلها زهرا. صلوات بفرست الله مجده ای دل که مسیح اون خفته، مجده که شد شام محبان سحر، ماه رخ فاطمه شد جلوگر، مژده که شد شام محبان سحر، شام رخ فاطمه شد جلوگر، بر کوثر خاتم النبیین صلوات بیاد، بر همسر سید الوصیین صلوات،
اللهم صل علی محمد،
بر فاطمه محبوبه ذات ازلی، بر حجت حق و آل یاسین صلوات،
اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد،
رضوان ز جنت در بیت احمد گل ریزد امروز، گل ریزد امروز، آوای شادی از خلق عالم برخیزد امروز، برخیزد امروز، میلاد زهرای بتول آمد خوش آمد، فاطمه بزعت الرسول لامد خوش آمد. الله اکبر، الله اکبر، تبریک ما بر مهدی و رهبر، پیغمبر امروز در بر گرفته از حی داور با شور دیگر کوثر گرفته از برج عصمت سر زده خورشید تاها ام ابیها بزعتم منی فداها الله اکبر الله اکبر تبریک ما بر مهدی و رهبر احمد که جان است این طرف مولود جانانه اوست او باغبان و این نخل توحید ریحانه اوست ختم رسول بوی از او شنیده از صورت و از دست او گلبوس چیده الله اکبر الله اکبر تبریک ما بر مهدی و رهبر زهرا که مام بنیان گذاره این انقلاب است ام محمد ام الائمه ام الكتاب است در لیله میلاد آن بانوی عظما فرزند او روح خدا آمد به دنیا الله اکبر الله اکبر تبریک ما بر مهدی و رهبر یا رب نگهدار از کید دشمن نهضت ما را رهبر ما را دولت ما را امت ما را روز زن و میلاد زهرا و خمینی بادا مبارک بهر یاران حسینی الله اکبر الله اکبر تبریک ما بر مهدی و رهبر الله اکبر الله اکبر تبریک ما بر مهدی و رهبر
سلام
صلوات بر محمد و آل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد عجل
جزاك الله خير for that wonderful poetry
Now, I would like to have a ladies' recognition on Mother's Day. We'd like to give flowers out to our mothers. So when your names are called, some of the volunteers of the Zara community will give you a flower. So I don't know if there's any volunteers in the Zara community to hand out the flowers. So when your name is called, if you please stand up and then they will give you the bouquet, inshallah. First name is Sister Fatima Mirza. Second is Sister Amin Akhtar. Third is Sister Tahir. Fourth Sister Mahi Mirza. Sister Safa. Sister Naseem Bokal. Sister Sadiqi. Sister Ruksana Baziri. Sister Ashraf Amir. Sister Farida Ibrahim, Sister Narges Dandi, Sister Nasreen Rashid, Sister Masuma Himani, Sister Najma Nasser, Sister Azima Hussein, Sister Zara Birboy, and my mom, Fariz Khan. I can't call her sister, obviously. For the next, I'd like to call Brother Abid to recite a poetry in Urdu, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Mumin and Mumna. And congratulations to all Mumin and Mumna on the auspicious day of the birthday of Bibi Fatima Tuzara Salamu alayha. Please a loud salawat. And I'm going to recite a manqabat in which the first verse I would like to recite everyone along with me. So first I will recite and then after that you can listen and follow with me the first verse. In the meantime, when I read something in Urdu also. Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra. Let's recite everybody. Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra. Please read aloud. Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra. Sharike kare risalat hain Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra. Kalam haq ki tilawat hai Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra. Who is Fatima? Wo ehtiram mein jiske khadi risalat ho, wo ehtiram mein jiske khadi risalat ho, faqat wo Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra, Fatima Zahra. Nabi ke qalb ki quwwat hai gar Ali ye wali. کہ نبی کے قلب کی قوت ہے گر علی ولی, علی کے قلب کی قوت ہے فاطمہ زہرا, فاطمہ زہرا, فاطمہ زہرا, فاطمہ زہرا. اور مباہلے میں یہ
ye hamraah hai payambar ke mubahile mein ye hamraah hai payambar ke mubahile ki jalalat hai Fatima Zahra Fatima Zahra
I'm not hearing
Fatima Zahra Fatima Zahra Fatima Zahra Ghame Hussain mita hai na mit sake غمِ حسین مٹا ہے نہ مٹ سکے گا کبھی دراصل اس کی ضمانت ہے فاطمہ زہرا فاطمہ زہرا فاطمہ زہرا بس یہ ہے جو پوچھو آئے تطہیر کیا ہے بس یہ ہے طہارتوں کی طہارت ہے فاطمہ زہرا فاطمہ زہرا Fatima Zahra
She's the mother of the 11 imams
Salam gyara imamo ki ma pe ay abid Salam gyara imamo ki ma pe ay abid بقائے نسل امامت ہے فاطمہ زہرا فاطمہ زہرا فاطمہ زہرا فاطمہ زہرا
تھینک یو
Wow, all I can say. Again, thank you everyone for coming tonight. Before I call our resident alim up to speak, you know, this is a pretty amazing program that we've had of unity, and I'd like to thank the brothers who helped organize it. Inshallah, we'll introduce them all after the speech. But now I'd like to call our resident alim, Maulana Badi, to address the gathering with a loud salawat.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Congratulations for anniversary birth of فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها And I would like to offer another congratulations to all of women because of Mother Day and Woman Day. And also, it's the birthday of Imam Khomeini. the one who started revolution, Islamic revolution. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reentrance of the Imam of the age. Alhamdulillah, we have a knowledgeable guest, my brother, Ustad Atai. Ustad Atai, thank you for your beautiful, meaningful speech, full of ahadith. We need such an event, especially in this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls all of Muslimin as brother. Unfortunately, instead of being brother, sometimes we are enemy of each other. Look at the situation of the world now. Muslim countries selling oil, buying weapons to kill each other. This is the situation. Inshallah, by increasing knowledge of Mu'mineen, we can do this reach and we can follow this beautiful verse of Quran. We can be brother of each other. Instead of spending money to buying weapon, we can spending money to increase knowledge of Islamic Ummah, to improve foundation of Islamic countries. Thank you, all our brothers and sisters, especially those brothers and sisters coming tonight as our guest from Ahl Sunnah School. And I want to ask the director of the program to increase such a program. We need it in this time. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I think a speech of my brother Ustad Atai is enough. If I want to have another speech, it may change your celebration to commemorate. But let me to take my share and my portion to only 2 points I want to mention, because it's the Mother Day and also the Day of Woman. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran mentioned name of some woman and wants to give an example and mention those women is not only example for women, they are example for all of mu'mineen. Daraballahu mathalan lilladheena amanu imra'at fir'aun. Said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you example, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for those who believe, men and women. Who is this example? Who is this role model? This is Imra'atu Fir'aun. This is Asiya, wife of Fir'aun. In the second point is that in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accessing and reaching to high position of spirituality is not dedicated only for men. Regardless to gender, everyone can reach to those points. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes mention name of Lady Maryam, sometimes reveals a surah, chapter, as congratulation message to Holy Prophet for birthday of Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha, and sometime give example wife of Pharaoh as your example. Living with Prophet, being daughter of Prophet, mother of Prophet is not important. Being man or woman also is not important. This is the statement and criteria in Islam which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, that man amila salihan, whoever does righteous deeds, min dhakarin aw untha, whether male or female, wa huwa mu'minun, only this condition, being mu'min, being believer, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً تَيِّبَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him or her حَيَاةً تَيِّبَةً, pure life in this world and hereafter. So the night of birth of Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha, it means that man and woman both can reach to this high position of spirituality. This is the lesson we can take. And other verses of Quran mention that this position is not dedicated for daughter of Prophet. Yes, Fatima salamullah alayha is mother of A'imma alayhim salam, is wife of Amir al-Mu'minin salam, is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one surah in his, in her dignity. And because of his birth, because of her birth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet to fulfill two rak'at prayer, fasalli, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of Fatima, and won her and sacrificed camel. This is shows that importance of Fatima in Quran, but also telling us that this position, every mu'min, male or female, can reach to this position, can be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think those points is enough for this night as a gift to all of you. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us chance, give us tawfiq to understand better tafsir of Quran and ma'arif of Islam. And the most important point mentioned by brother Ustad Atai is that the common point for unity of Ummah is Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. Ahl Bayt is the point we can emphasize on it. And Ahl Bayt are the group, the point which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did wajib their love and affection. This is mentioned in Shia book, in Ahl Sunnah book, in all of the book, all of the Ummah. They believe that love of Ahl Bayt is obligatory, is wajib, and part of our religion. If we emphasize to this point, it may remove all of dispute between Islamic Ummah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
JazakAllah khair, wonderful speech and summary. Just a few items before we end the program and go for dinner. This program wouldn't have been possible without the help of many volunteers and people who have helped with this program in getting together. So I'd like to recognize them and please have them stand up. I'm going to call their names and put them on the spot. First is Zain Patel. And Abed Hussain. I guess he's not. Brother Heather Sayed. Brother Rehan Farooq. And Sister Faiza Petrawala. Alhamdulillah, this is a unique opportunity for us not just to hear about each other, but to build brothership, brotherhood, sisterhood, to meet with someone. Don't just come and sit here with the people you came with. Try to find someone new, find someone in common, or not in common rather. Get their contact information and see how we can build upon this, not just for special occasions, but for every day, from work, life, family. We need to work together on everything, inshallah. And with that, we'll inshallah have the dinner. The sisters, their dinner preparation, the room is already prepared for them in the next room. for the brothers in this room, we're going to have to set the hall up, and inshallah we'll move the chairs and get the tables out, and then we can eat. But again, the sisters have already had their room set up with the food ready, inshallah. There's an 827757. Okay. 827620. Again, another one was 827620. No answer. Okay. Are you at yours? Okay. And the last one is 827541. Okay, 827541.
زهرا اگر شبیه کسی باشی شبیه نیمه شب قدری شبیه آیه تطهیری شبیه سوره اتینا شناس نامه تو صبح هست در تبسم و مادر نور سلام ما به تو ای باران درود ما به تو ای دریا شعله بر آبی سفید طلعت مهتابی به خون نشستن تو امروز به گل نشستن تو فردا بگیر آه و بزوی کن به چشم سار فدک امشب نماز عشق بخوان فردا سمت قبله